sounds like we've got a lot of excited, ambitious people on the call this morning. You're all wanting to really get your business going. You're doing exactly what you need to be doing, is learning, you know, what you can about the business. We had an awesome meeting yesterday, or not yesterday, day before yesterday, Saturday, over in Orlando. We had a great meeting with Shan Stratton and Dr. Brent Allen. We had a lot of excitement there, and so we're looking forward to our next month's meeting with Debbie DiOrio. When James and I first got started in this business, I think a lot of people just don't even realize how broke we really were when we got started. I mean, we had nothing to build our business. We just basically borrowed a unit. James sold that unit, and then the profit that he made on that unit was it for income, and then he put that right back into the business. So it was really, it was difficult, but it was possible. And what we talked about a little bit yesterday, Saturday at the meeting, was that, you know, how important it is to really have that belief in yourself and to get the goal boards and your dream boards up, you know, and really work on what it is that you want to, you know, to get out of the business and how you want to do the business. This morning we were looking over a lot of the questions people sent in, and there's a lot of really, really good questions on here, and James and I want to be able to answer all of these questions, but we will not be able to have time to do that this morning because a lot of them, you know, it'll take a little while. But we're thinking on next Monday's call, just doing a call strictly on answering a lot of these questions that people had that were some of the things that...
All callers are muted.
...that are, you know, possible hindrances or something that's holding you back in your EcoQuest business. And we want to take a look at some of those hindrances and see if we can, you know, clear those obstacles out of people's way so that we can help them to build the success that they're wanting with EcoQuest. Believe me, it is possible to, you know, to do this with EcoQuest. We've seen so many people that have built a big business, and you people can do it as well. We have a lot of faith and a lot of confidence in every one of you that's on this call this morning. We just want you to know that we'll probably be doing that next week. I'm not sure how James is going to do that, but I think that would be great if we could just spend the whole call next week going over a lot of these types of things that people have in their business that they feel like are holding them back, so we can really talk about that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to James now. James, are you ready?
Ready to go.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to week 8 of Team Zenith. Of all of the weeks of training that you've had so far, I feel like this is probably the most important one. And I know that your notes talk about retailing, but that's not what I'm going to be talking about for the most part. Going over the first sheet of the notes that I sent you, which is your homework assignments, notice that number 4 in the action steps, I give you two websites. Those I've sent out by email, so you'll be able to just click on those and not try to type those into your browser. You'll be able to click on them and see exactly what I'm talking about. On the second page of the notes that I sent you, you'll notice building long-term retail profits. The goal of building a retail system is to create, and that's the important part, a simple, duplicatable way for a new business owner to put $250 to $1,000 in their pockets in the first month aside from sponsoring business builders. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Tammy Lopez. I was talking to her Saturday morning, and she made $1,000 last week. And that's the kind of things that we like to hear. What are the advantages of a strong retail base? And over on your next page, I'm not going to go through a lot of these, but I want to point out some things to you. What are the three keys to a strong retail system? A duplicatable way. That is the important part, a duplicatable way. And drop down here, see where it says customers need food, clothes, clean water, air, shelter, but they want, and that's the key, they want to be healthy and feel great. In other words, retail customers buy what they want, not what they need. Please keep that in mind when you're out and about. Over on the next page, getting your retail business started fast. And I've identified six things there that are, these are all basics, things that you need to know and to do in order to have any kind of a retail business. Now, I have put a retail customer phone script in here, but let me tell you, this is oriented towards consumables. And you're going to find out that over the next few years that the consumables are going to become more of an important part of our EcoQuest business. Commercial and consumables is going to be very important, and well, all of you should be on AAA. You've got to be a product of the product. And folks, if you'd have heard Chan Stratton and Dr. Brent Allen this Saturday, what they've had to say, believe me, you would definitely be on the consumables. And besides, think about it. What good does it do you to make a pile of money in EcoQuest if you're not healthy enough to enjoy it? And our products will help get you healthy, and if nothing else, prevent you from getting sick. Over on the next page, three simple steps to turn any customers into an EcoQuest business owner. In other words, how to turn a retail customer into an EcoQuest dealer. Again, this is using the consumables from the consumable standpoint. You'll find out with the two websites that I sent you how to do that using the air machines and the water machines and the laundry pure and so forth. But these are important. These is what's built our consumable business to pretty well. We were number 7 in the entire company last year for consumables. So we got an idea of what we're doing there. And folks, that's the real residual income that you can get from EcoQuest is promoting the consumables. And then over on the next page, here are some thoughts to maximize this three-step process. That is to maximize the process of turning a customer into a dealer. Now, most of you all know that I advocate leading with the business. But there is people that customers do make outstanding dealers in some part. They may have were brought in by the product, but when the timing's right and you try to make that timing right, when the timing is right, they easily could become a dealer in your organization and in some instances become an outstanding dealer. Now we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and it's going to be controversial because I hear it so many times. I hear people saying, hey, I just got this fantastic salesman, and he's going to tear it up. And when I hear that, I cringe. I literally cringe. I'm going to dub this the salesman failure syndrome. I don't know if you all realize it or not, but a great many professional salesmen fail when they're working EcoQuest. And this call, I'm going to clarify the common mistakes made by these sales-oriented professionals. We'll present to you why we would rather sponsor 10 teachers than 10 salesmen. Now, don't get me wrong. I think professional salesmen can be a tremendous asset to your organization if they go through the same kind of training you all are getting, and then thoroughly understand that training. Most people get confused by that statement, but remember, most professional salesmen still don't understand that MLM, or multi-level marketing, is a method of marketing. We are not sponsoring people into a direct sales organization. We are sponsoring them into EcoQuest, which is a multi-level marketing program. Much of the time, the problem you'll have with a salesman is that when they see the high quality of the products that we represent, they just launch out and they take off, so to speak. You know, they can put their own presentation together. They don't need us to tell them how to sell. They're the professional. The point is, folks, we don't want to tell them how to sell. We just want to teach them how to teach and sponsor and build a large, successful EcoQuest multi-level marketing organization. And they, and anyone for that matter, can do just that without selling anything in the normal sense and definition of the word selling. If you can't sit down with them and explain a few simple things about multi-level marketing and why it is different than direct selling, then the tendency is for them to go off in the wrong direction. And as we, I'm going to give you some examples. Pull out that sheet that has all the circles on it and the notes that I sent you all, that I emailed you. It was the very last sheet. Most people, especially salesmen, they think that if you sponsor someone, you have duplicated your effort. Well, look on that page that I sent you with all the circles on it. And look at figure one, okay? There was one. They go out and sponsor someone, and now there's two. It sounds logical, but it's not true. There has been no duplication. The reason that it's not true is that if the one represented by the top circle, the sponsor, goes away, the one that they sponsored will go away also. In other words, they won't continue on. You've got to explain to your people that if they truly want to duplicate themselves, they have to be at least three levels deep. Only then are they duplicated. If your sponsor dropped out before you had an opportunity to see that the program really worked, you most likely will assume that it doesn't because it didn't for them. After all, he's your sponsor, and he certainly must know more about it than you. Look at figure number two. Let's say that you're here. You're the top circle, you. And you sponsored Tom. Put Tom in that second circle in figure two. And then, well, I've connected the lines for you. I've done this from like I was doing a presentation, but I've already filled in all the blanks. You sponsor Tom. Now, if you leave and Tom doesn't know what to do because you haven't taught him, then that's the end of it. That's it. You know, Tom may or may not, and probably will not, go out and do anything else. Now drop down to figure three. But if you do teach Tom how to sponsor, and he sponsors Carol, you are only beginning to duplicate yourself. But if Tom doesn't learn how to teach Carol to sponsor, then again, it will just fizzle out, and that's the end of it. In other words, you have to teach Tom how to teach Carol how to sponsor. Then she can go out and sponsor Betty or whoever. Now you are three deep. By the way, folks, there's a difference between sponsoring and recruiting. Recruiting is getting them in. Sponsoring is getting them in and keeping them in. Keep that in mind. Okay, now you're three deep. If you go away, meaning that if you go to work with someone else or to a different area of the town or the state or even the country, this subgroup will continue on. I just can't emphasize enough, you have to go three deep. You have nothing. You absolutely have nothing until you're at least three deep, and only then are you duplicated. If you never communicate anything but this one point to the people that you sponsor, then you will have the key that will make you more successful than most of the other EcoQuesters in all of EcoQuest. Between now and the convention, I'm telling you, it is the secret to getting to the top 30. That's how important this is. You've got to be three deep. You've got to duplicate yourself at least three deep. More is better, but at least three. Here's what happens to a salesman. He looks at the demonstrations of the products. He hears or he reads the testimonials of the results that others have had, you know, with the use of them and how they work. And now, armed with this information, just get out of his way and he'll go out and he'll sell like crazy. Remember, they're salesmen. And they've been in direct selling business and they don't have any problem calling on strangers. Well, that's great. So you say to your super salesman, let's call him Charlie. Charlie, if you want to make the big bucks, you cannot do it by yourself. You need to sponsor people. Now, you know that the two ways to get rich is to own your own business, which we do, of course, and the other is leverage. So you tell him, if you want to make the big bucks, you cannot do it by yourself. You've got to go out and sponsor people. So what does Charlie do? He goes out and he recruits, and he just goes nuts and recruits some more. He just recruits up a storm. A good salesman in EcoQuest, he could recruit three or four people a week. But here's what happens. It gets to a point, and it don't take long, that people are dropping out as fast as they're being added. See, if you don't work with them effectively, and you can't be effective if you're trying to work with more than five or six at a time, you will see them becoming discouraged and giving up. So Charlie, being discouraged and a little bit impatient, doesn't think anything's happening, so he goes off looking for something else to sell. The person that sponsored Charlie, thinking Charlie was going to make them rich, well, they get discouraged and they give up also. So most people who have made it big in EquiQuest, folks, they don't have a sales background. They may not be teachers professionally, but most of them come from a background with an element of teaching in it. I know of a teacher who, after 24 months in the program, was earning in excess of $10,000 per month. And he did it, and is doing it, because he was teaching others how to do it also. Let's put some numbers in Charlie's approach so we can more clearly see where he went wrong. We will assume that Charlie, being the super salesman that he is, he went out and he recruited 130 people. Let's say that he got each of them to recruit five others, and that adds 650 for a total of 780 in his organization. Now, those of you from Indiana and Kentucky and West Virginia and Ohio, you can relate to that number, 780. I went through a little 2x2 thing, and I'm sure that some of you remember that. And as a matter of fact, I think that sometime this week, or maybe as part of next week's lesson, I'm going to show that 2x2 = 4 to everyone. It was pretty dramatic, and some people caught that and understood it and thought, my gosh, this is good stuff. Okay, ask your people this question when you show them this, you know, what I'm showing you right now. Which do you feel you could do more quickly? Sponsor five people who are serious and teach them how to teach, or sponsor 130 people? Which one? Incidentally, this question is going to come up. Well, what do you teach them? Well, the answer is, you teach them what you're learning right here in Team Zenith. And teach them, you know, why people fail, how people get successful, what to do, what methods to use to go out and do their warm market. We'll be talking about cold market too, but that's in 2 weeks from now. Right now, you've got to become successful locally. All right. How long do you think it would take you to sponsor 130 people? And more importantly, how many of the first ones would be left when you sponsored number 130? You would find out that you're losing them pretty fast. Yet you'll discover that the retention rate on the 780 that have been properly trained will be quite high. And once you show this to a salesman and they understand it, they will say, aha, now I see what I've got to do, and they'll just go out and do it. But a word of caution, you must hold them back. I know that sounds strange, but you've got to hold them back, because they don't understand what we have just went over here. That's how important this call is, folks. They're not going to understand what we just went over. Most people in EquiQuest will literally encourage their people right out of the business. They will sponsor someone, and their new dealer will come to them and say, man, I just got five new people last week. And you say, oh, that's great. And you slap them on the back and say, what a great job you've done. And the following week, they'll sign up five more people. Now, what's become of the five people they signed up the first week? Well, let me tell you, in all likelihood, they're gone. If you understand this salesman failure syndrome, you can still encourage them, but at the same time stress the point of how important it is to take those first five or six that you sponsored. Now, it might take 10, 15, 20 people to find five serious people, but you've got to point out how important it is to take those five or six that you sponsored and help them get started. Working deep, in other words, duplicating your efforts, teaching them how to teach other people how to sponsor people into this program. If you had 780 people in your program, in your organization, don't you feel like there would be some volume there? If they've been taught right, I guarantee you there'll be a lot of volume there. After I've sponsored someone, it's more important for me to go with them and help them sponsor someone else than it is for me to go out and sponsor another person for myself. I just can't emphasize this point too much. And we're going to be talking more about this in a future edition of Team Zen, probably next week, as a matter of fact. Folks, once again, of the Team Zenith training calls that we've done so far, and there's been eight of them now, the first eight are really important, extremely important. But I'm telling you, this one is the most important. It is an absolute must. You must take this in consideration and teach this to your people. Okay, that's going to end of the call for now. I know it's a short call, but I just want to emphasize the importance of this call. Sometimes things come in small packages that are extremely vitally important, and this certainly is one of them. Again, this is the kind of training, this is the kind of technique and method that you can use that will take you to the top 30, and that will get you to the Galapagos, I hope I pronounced that right, to the Galapagos Islands. This is the kind of thing that it'll seem slow at first. Some of you will be impatient about it, but I'm telling you, it's what will get you there. All right, we're going back to open line now.
All callers are unmuted.
Well, how many salesmen are up on the line?
Great call, James. Rick Gilbert.
Thank you, Rick. Good seeing you and Sandy Saturday.
Thank you, James and Jennifer. That was a great call. This is Bea McNabb in Texas.
Hi, B.
It was a good call, James. This is Tammy Lopez.
Congratulations again, Tammy.
Thank you.
Hey, James. Keith Wilson. Thanks for the email. I'll be emailing you.
All right. Super. Thank you.
Great call.
Hey, James. This
James, is Jennifer, Bill Howes, Excel.
Hey, James.
Yes.
David Clark.
Hey, David.
Sorry I couldn't make it at the meeting. Another dealer in your downline, and we had a big order. Also, a brand new dealer got a brand new big order on the AAA. We had a little trouble with it, but I got it straightened out this morning on the call. I mean,
super.
The call line. But I need to get a fast start distributor today.
Yeah, I talked to Bob Saturday. He's supposed to email me.
All right. That group is really kicking, so looking for good things.
Good meeting. Good phone call.
Thank you.
Thanks, James. It's Deborah and Barry Grill.
Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate seeing you Saturday.
It was great. I can't wait to come again.
Well, we are definitely going to have him down again. That was an outstanding meeting. I learned a lot. You know, I'll tell you what, one of the things that stood out in my mind was Dr. Brent Allen's description of how fresh air worked. That was outstanding. It really was.
Yeah, he's all into doing one sentence things to make it simple for people to talk about it.
Well, it sure got this simple-minded person's attention.
Good morning, James. This is Dorothy in Okeechobee.
And, hey, Dorothy.
Thank you very much for all the information. That was a good call, even though it was short.
It was vital.
James, this is David. The salesman thing works for plumbers and contractors and HVAC people and everything. You think you've got a real winner when you get an HVAC contractor or something.
Uh-huh.
But they're just thinking sales.
Exactly.
They're just thinking selling. And you've got to get them convinced to build a team.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you, James. Janice from Connecticut.
Thank you, Janice. I got your email, and I'll take care of that.
Thank you very much, James.
Morning, James. Ray Delp, Star Link.
Hey, Ray. Our star pupil from last meet.
I don't know. This next week's not going to be as good. Daily life is going to get in my way 4 days.
Well, life does get in the way sometimes, but it's just one of those challenges that all of us face and all of us have to deal with, but you'll come out the other end. You see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we're working on it. Suggestion for some of the other people, they're trying to retail a little bit. was in that one form there, I went out to some of the local dishwasher, washer, and dryer companies, and was able to talk a couple of them into allowing me to just put brochures on their desk, their selling desk. And that's all they would do, is they'd allow me to put the brochures up there, and then if some customers ask about it, the brochures are there and they can take them. So that would maybe lead into some retail sales for somebody.
Yeah, having drop boxes or something of that nature, just with some brochures, I tell you what, would, if you could turn that into a drop box of some sort on those counters, it would probably work out better for you, because then a person's, that all they've got to do is fill out a little form or something, and you contact them. That could increase the response a little bit.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I've got a couple drop boxes, but I don't know if they're going to allow me that much space. You know, just a little brochure rack, I might get away with.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So what I did is I got the plastic brochure rack that also has the holder on the front of it for my business cards. So they're both there, the brochure plus my business card, plus the brochure has all the information on it, too.
Yeah, the new brochure we've got, that you talk about, that trifold, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good brochure. It really is.
I bought 1,000 of those, and I handed out almost 500 of them at that fair booth. And the thing about that one was, is we walked around and looked in the garbage cans within about two or three buildings. That we weren't finding anything in a garbage can.
You weren't?
No.
You were not? Well, that's a good sign. I remember doing a few trade shows, which is not one of my favorite things to do, but I remember doing a few trade shows and giving out literature, and I could walk around and see it everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. We thought, you know, we might see it laying around, but we couldn't find any laying around, so that means people were hanging on to them.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good.
I got to go for the day. It was a good call this morning. Hopefully I'll be on again tonight with a prospective dealer.
Super.
Catch you later.
Hi, James. This is Linda, Minnesota. How are you?
Hey, Linda.
I have a fellow that just, I think I emailed you about him, just came into the business. Is it okay to get him on the call?
You mean Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent you an email just before the call starts.
Oh, I haven't opened him up yet.
Okay, and I also sent them the notes that everybody got. I sent him and Ed Combs the notes for today's call.
Okay, super. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.